Hello, hello.
Hey, welcome to Foul Monkey's Light. It's kind of like your diarrhea episode.
Yeah, except without Ricky.
Yeah, you know, he's late, so we thought we'd hijack. I'll do a little quick little show.
Sorry, Ricky. No more ending on even numbers.
Womp, womp.
So this week you might get three episodes.
No, you will get three episodes.
Yeah, that's true, because we're going to sneak this in.
And we can't. Yeah, he doesn't know about this. He won't know about it till it's posted.
Yep. And people would be like, oh, this is a great episode. I love it. And then they're going to be like, oh, what episode are you talking about?
It's kind of like a teaser trailer, though, because we can talk about what we're going to talk about,
ooh,
too.
Ooh, that's a good
ooh,
one.
Ooh, like we got a package from Singapore.
It's a big old package.
From a listener in Singapore.
Oh. Ooh.
It's from Ed Chan.
Oh. That's a very generic Asian name. Thanks, Ed Chan.
Kind of. Speaking of generic Asians, we finished a half a season of Glee.
Oh, my God. It was, in one night, too. It was great. Yeah. Oh, where'd you go? Are you back? Oh, what happened, Waylon?
I guess I'm breathing too hard in this microphone.
Oh.
I guess we really need to get on top of that lovely listener gift we got from Melissa Miranda Mariah.
Yeah, Waylon, why don't you look up a microphone?
No, so anyway, hey, yeah.
Oh, he's gone again. Anyway, we watched Glee. It was great. We watched, I think, probably from, within a week or so from the Christmas episode or the one after the Christmas episode till the end. And you had a few ahead of me, and then I caught up, and then we watched the rest of them in, one night.
Pretty much.
That was great.
So let me ask you this. So let's talk about Ricky since he's not here.
Yeah.
You've been on the show longer than I have.
By, maybe a few weeks.
Yeah, three episodes.
Yeah, a few episodes.
So I guess my question would be, how do you feel about being on the Spell Monkey show since, when Ricky moved here, he originally had asked if you wanted to do it, and we had that long talk of, should I? Yes, yeah. I'm excited. Are you still excited?
I think it's fun. I think I'm more into it now than I was before, to be honest. I was nervous, and you can tell on the recording. And I personally like the three of us doing this because it adds three different aspects to a show rather than just Ricky and I, which I can be quiet, and it's nice to have somebody that can help balance this shit out. And I mean, Ricky,
you mean when I take over?
No.
So what's your pet peeve about Ricky?
It's 7:30 and he said he was supposed to be here at 7.
True. Actually, I'm really surprised because I saw a provider today as he dropped by the package, and he made it sound like Ricky was coming directly after work.
I wonder if there's an issue with the train.
I wonder. You know it's
probably not.
No, actually, he's has improved on his timeliness.
Yeah.
Since we first met.
This is true.
Mouth of South. He's getting better, but
he is nowhere near what you are.
No.
He is always late, though. Mouth of South. Everything.
Yeah.
He's on lesbian time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you have to say, oh, the party starts at 6:30. Really, it starts at 7, so he'll get there on time.
So I think a new segment on our show should be whoring out the Mouth of South. Have, a dating show. People should write in or call in, and it could be...
Who likes somewhat chunky gingers?
Somewhat chunky? You're mean.
Somewhat chunky. I'm not saying he's fat, but he's not thin. He ain't thin. Oh, boy.
That's funny. What other Ricky questions I have for you?
Another pet peeve of mine of Ricky's. I'll give you more.
Juicy. This is a Foul Monkey exclusive. Ramble Redhead, this is how you do it.
No, I just, I feel like he's lazy sometimes.
Oh, shit. Better open that mouth.
Oh, my gosh. I said that.
What do you mean by lazy?
Oh, are you recording this week? Oh, thank God. Yes, I'm recording this for Ricky.
I can't wait till he hears this to see what your Twitter feed's going to blow up.
My Twitter feed will be like my asshole and diarrhea.
Kind of like this episode. A fast, wet little episode.
Yeah.
Oh, squirts. So, I guess since you're kind of being truthfully bitchy today, is there any other pet peeves or anything else you need to get off of your chest and Waylon's psychology couch?
No, I'm good.
now that you're done with that, you're...
Not on this diarrhea episode.
Oh, you're going to save it for another one.
Yeah. We should call these the diarrhea monologues.
The diarrhea... Yes! They're short.
They're short squirts.
They're short and thin.
Let us know how you like these.
They're quick.
Make no. You know what you should do? Let Ricky know how much you like these. What's that, Ricky? Oh, he's not here. Too bad.
Wow. Well, since it's going to be a short episode, I think we should end it. But we're glad that you got that off your chest.
And into your ears.
Well, yes.
Lick it up. Oh, your poor microphone. Oh, it's still out.
That's, I think it's also the humidity in this house and in this city. It's hotter than Hades.
So I would just want to say this.
On a real show.
Yeah, I just preface on this real show shit. This is hotter than hell, and the weather's been crazy. Like today, I think it was almost 105.
Yeah, why did JD post on my Facebook today?
I shouldn't have worn shorts. I needed to wear pants.
Yeah, you should.
Rude.
You should come to San Diego, where it's supposed to be hot. Yeah, I underdressed.
Yeah.
What?
Though he's born in South Carolina. He is born in South California. Southern California. That's why it sounded
South
weird.
California. It's like
that is. That's why it sounded weird. He was born in Southern California, so he is used to more 75 to 80 degree weather wearing shorts, and if it gets below 75, he's wearing pants. Whereas I'm 65, bring out the fucking shorts.
One last question for you.
Yes.
Which listener do you find fuckable?
Melissa Melinda Miranda.
That'd be hot.
I do it.
Yeah, baby. This one's for you. I shove it in.
Oh wow. I don't think she'd like it shoved in.
I'll do whatever you want.
I think I'd allow that.
Yeah?
Yeah, you have a free pass to have sex with Melissa Miranda.
Okay.
At Pride 48.
Hey, what and happens then, in Vegas stays on my penis.
But you have to do it before we record, because you have to tell us all about your straight experience. Your second.
My second straight experience.
Your second dipping into the well.
I'm a Bronze Star gay.
I think you're more into...
More into...
The brown metal.
Ooh, I didn't stick it in her back end.
Anyway, that's, I think, all we have for you today for our little diarrhea episode. Diarrhea monologues.
Diarrhea monologues.
So.
Oh, he's gone still. Oh, what the hell?
Fucking Mike. Anyway, this is Waylon.
This is James LeRoy.
And this is Ricky, who isn't here.
Hi, Ricky. I'm fat.
Sorry, Ricky.
Sorry, Ricky. Teller.com.
Goodbye.